Since at least March 2018, the Transportation Security Administration, better known as the TSA, has been busy keeping tabs on ordinary American citizens on domestic flights. That's according to a new investigative report by the Boston Globe. The report details how federal air marshals are instructed to watch certain travelers from the moment they step in an airport to the time they land and get in a taxi through a program called Quiet Skies. And these aren't people on terrorist watch lists, and they haven't been suspected of committing any crimes. So why follow them? Joining me to talk about the program is Jonna Winter. She's the fellow with Boston Globe Spotlight team who broke the story. Jonna, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what? We're being followed? Like, when did this program start, and why are they following us?
So many questions still, honestly. But what we do know is that since March, thousands of ordinary Americans who, as you said, are suspected of no crime and are not on any terrorist watch list are being followed by teams of armed air marshals throughout the airport, on the flight, and recording everything they're doing, from what direction they're walking to what kind of phones they have to what kind of computer, what kind of case for their phone. Do they have multiple phones? Are they reading? What are they reading? Are they talking to someone? Who are they? Let's note the time on the nearest security camera and write everything they're wearing. It's a huge amount of information. It's not going anywhere outside TSA. We do not know what on earth they are doing with this information or if they have found any threat or person who through this program that makes it not a huge waste of money.
Right. So we mentioned at the top that these aren't people who are on a terrorist watch list or anyone who's been suspected of criminal activity. Is there any indication what it is that might trigger the TSA to, say, spy or follow, if you will, you or me or anybody else at the airport? What's the trigger that tells them this is
flown,
the person?
If you've been out of the country and have flown back into the U.S. since March, you're being screened for this program. So there is a huge chance that if you've traveled to Turkey, if you have visited pretty much anywhere where they think there's been terrorist activity, you're probably marked for this program.
So what kinds of things are they looking for? I mean, you mentioned a whole bunch of things that they could be, that air marshals could find, everything from your laptop to whether you use the bathroom. But are there specific indicators that they're looking for that are supposed to tip them off to something in particular?
I can't speak to what the purpose of these indicators are, but I do know that I've spoken with at least a dozen air marshals who have said that this is nonsense. And they have been directed to follow ordinary Americans and then submit back two reports. One is a minute-by-minute TikTok of everything they do. And the other one is to fill out a checklist of behavior that they have observed. And that includes sleeping on a plane, sometimes sleeping on a plane, going to the bathroom. You know, do they have a cold, penetrating stare? Do they fidget? It's frankly describes everything that I do in an airport. Do you board last? Yes, I'm running late. All of these things are noted. And honestly, you're going to have to refer to TSA about whether that does any good or finds anyone.
We're talking about the TSA's surveillance program called Quiet Skies, and I'm speaking with Boston Globe Spotlight fellow Jonna Winter about this. Jonna, when you talk to the air marshals, were they concerned that they were collecting information that potentially they shouldn't be, or did they find that this was pretty much standard practice?
I have to say that, I mean, I've written about TSA and air marshals in the past many years ago. It is rare, and within even other agencies, for this many people to come forward who are directly involved in a program to all say the same thing, that this program is a way that they have used in the past to follow terror suspects who are actively under investigation by the FBI. They have filled out these same behavior reports and activity reports, exactly what they're doing with Quiet Skies, but they have sent them back to the case agents. So right now they're saying, what are we doing? Why are we following people? Why are we following a Southwest flight attendant who is literally working the flight because she has suspicious travel patterns because that's her job?
And those suspicious travel patterns are specifically for, you mentioned Turkey. Are there any other countries that are honing it, that these folks are honing in on, that people can be aware if they're traveling from or to these countries that they should perhaps be aware that they might be watched?
The guidelines that they've been providing via the documents that we've obtained and frankly through the air marshals who are carrying out this program and who have been asking for answers inside the agency, we know that Turkey is one of the reasons reasons that many have been given for following certain people. But we don't know the others. The vague guidelines say if you've been to one or more certain countries for certain amounts of time. And there's so few resources and so few people within the Air Marshal Service that every time they are put on a plane to follow someone just because they have been to Turkey, they are pulled off a flight that they were already placed on because it was deemed a higher risk. So this is also a concern in terms of the national security element, which is why we have both sides of the aisle and everyone in between outraged.
So our team did reach out to the TSA and the Government Accountability Office for comment. The Government Accountability Office then referred us back to the TSA, and we've heard nothing from them yet. But did the TSA specifically address anything when you asked them about this program?
For the first article prior to publishing our first story on Sunday, which revealed the existence of this program, they wouldn't even acknowledge it existed. They just generally defended, well, all of TSA. Since then, I spoke again with the spokesman yesterday, and they've been a little bit more forthcoming and have given sort of times and dates, but unable to provide any instance where a threat was in any way identified or even one reason why this program should be there. And what's interesting, particularly in this current climate, is that there's been outrage from both sides of the aisle. If there's one bipartisan thing, it's that TSA is doing something that sounds completely ridiculous. And there are four committees that have oversight over TSA, and they have all been demanding answers to questions about this program since we first published our story exposing it. So they've called TSA to the Hill, and today and tomorrow, TSA will be briefing the four committees who have oversight.
We did reach out to members of Congress on this issue, and we heard from Congressman Benny Thompson, who's a Democrat from Mississippi, and he said he would, quote, "We'll be doing oversight on this issue, so we'll wait and see what that means." Jonna Winter, Boston Globe Spotlight Fellow, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.